You are now listening to the Lit Radio Podcast. On the line lapha ngijoyina yena-ke lapha osister Gloria Nkosi. You know how it is, sikhuluma ngemali every Mondays. Iyona-ke lapha i-Money Mondays. Very good morning, sister Gloria. How are you? New weekend benjani, mama?
Well, I must say that, you know, it was a very cold weekend. Very, very, very cold.
And yeah.
So, as per normal, you know, I was staying indoors and working online. And, you know, it's keeping the same message going across, but it was good to see Ubuntu. There is a march that is organized by men and boys that is actually taking place namhlanje.
Okay.
It's Soweto. You know, after we made so much noise, men decided to take a stand. So that was exciting to see. And, you know, we're just trying to push as much as we can to make sure that more people know about it.
Okay. Today it's all about money. It's Money Mondays. Namhlanje sibheka ini, mama?
Namhlanje we're going to talk about money wasters. This is the enemy to money. If many of us paid attention on what we do with our money, we would actually be much, much more better with our finances right now. But it is never too late to learn. So these things, you will notice with the corners in here that you actually do yourself, but you don't realize that they actually wasting your money at the end of the day. So I'm going to share a few things you can start doing today to make sure that you do not waste your money. The first one is, instead of buying a branded name product, you know, there are tons of these brands that are known, that are popular.
Yes.
You know, instead of buying the same thing with a different name or name you don't know, you want to buy something that you know. And actually, it has been proven that the brands that are generic. So the brands that are generic are usually brands that are not advertised, that are not promoted. This is why they are cheaper. So when you're buying a brand name, you're actually paying for the name of the brand and the fact that they want to advertise their product. So with this country, all you need to do is just to check the ingredients. Let's just say you're buying milk. There's a brand of milk that you don't know, that you've never seen before, and kunaligama that you've always grown up with. So if you just check, the ingredients are exactly the same. The only difference is that the other one is a brand you don't know and the other one is a brand you know. So always check for those generic brands. And if you're not really, really sure about the brand, you can even ask somebody in the store. There's always people that we call merchandisers that are actually knowledgeable about these brands that can actually tell you, no, actually, this is a very good brand. You'll be shocked to see Ubuntu, a difference in price can be as high as 20 rand between a known brand and an unknown brand. So look out for such things. This is actually the same even in clothing, because the textile industry operates a lot from China. So many of the clothes that we wear, the only difference is the other big brand will put their name on it and a generic brand will not even name it. So it will be nameless. So it will be a name that you don't know, but you will save a lot of money. The next one is, we need to also look at going grocery shopping when you are hungry. So studies have shown that if you do your grocery shopping and you are feeling hungry, you end up buying things that you do not need because you're operating from a place of hunger. Rather do your groceries usuthi, you know, and actually don't also do your groceries when you are in a, you know, when you have a full day. It's a free day for you. Unesikhathi esiningi in your hands, because you're going to go aisle by aisle unnecessarily so. But if you go to grocery shopping and you're going to do other things, you're actually going to give yourself maybe 30 minutes. You're going to buy things that are important. The next one is buying a snack at a gas station every now and then. So a snack, things like chocolate, you know, a packet of Simba chips, because you just want a snack, because you're on your way, if you add up those little moments where you're buying a snack, it actually counts to be a lot of money. Another thing that is eating a lot or wasting our money is energy drinks. Actually, studies show that in our generation, we are consuming more energy drinks unnecessarily so. So if you wake up tired in the morning, you had a long night, you wake up in the morning and you're tired, you still have to go to studio. You don't need to buy an energy drink. You can actually make sure that you drink lots of water in the morning, cold water. It will actually pull up your energy levels. Energy drinks waste a lot of money and they are very expensive. Sadly, with energy drinks, even the cheap brands are still expensive and can be a lot unhealthy. The next one is a big problem that I'm glad many people are talking about, especially in our country. It's paying for cable, paying for Dish. So here is the thing. There are very, very affordable streaming services online that are way, way better than cable options. You would find that you will only pay something like 60 rands for an online streaming service, which will give you more options of series that are updated, documentaries that are updated, you know, movies that are constantly updated compared to cable. Cable, actually, you pay for channels that sometimes you don't even watch. You will compare even for yourself to check if cable and online streaming is a way better. The whole world is going global anyway. So if you have yourself an online streaming service, you're paying only 60 rand, you can, it's very easy to set it up on your TV. You actually have you'll have better entertainment compared to cable use. Do not use credit cards to pay for things like you're going out, buying takeaways, silly small things like that. Rather, use your credit card for serious, serious financial gaps. In fact, a credit card is something you should stay away from if you can. But if you already have it, try to pay it up and put it away. Make sure that you search for your bank's information. What does your bank offer you? Many times you stick with the bank because it was the first bank you opened your account. Well, there are many other banks out there. There's banks that actually don't even charge when you receive money or when you send money out. You know, there are banks that actually would charge you just a flat rate for your monthly services. So go check what are the bank charges that your bank is charging you and actually find out from their consultants what they can do for you. If you're a young person, usually under the age of 35 or you're still studying, there are discounts that many companies offer you that you don't know about. They don't talk about them because they don't want a lot of people to know about them. But make it your priority if you go into a store that you normally buy from and find out what discounts do you have for young people or for students. What can I get as a student or as a young person that can be a discount for me? Also, keep in mind that if you are somebody that loves to eat out, well, right now restaurants are closed, but it shows that many people are staying at home and ordering online from Mr. Delivery or from these pizza places. You are actually paying almost double what you would pay if we were in the old way of doing things. So be careful of actually sitting at home and ordering. It's very nice and convenient, but it is unnecessarily very much expensive. There's something else that people are very addicted to, which is gaming online. You know, these small games that we play. I know there was a time in my life where I used to love Candy Crush. And at some point, they wanted me to pay $1 for Candy Crush. I had to say no. So look out. That dollar makes a huge difference because it's not only a once-off. They're going to do a debit probably every 6 months or every 3 months or every month. If you add that up, actually, you'll see that, you know what? This is actually going to be very, very expensive. Try not to pay a full price when you're buying clothes. So in other words, don't then buy clothes from these big branded stores where you can't negotiate. Go to the stores where you can negotiate. As for me, the last time I paid a full price, I don't even remember. I always try and negotiate, especially if I buy two items, you know. So that is how you can also save your money. Well, I think that's about it. Now, yes, another thing that is very, very important, these things that we subscribe to online. So you want to do something, yeah, an application that you need quickly, and they tell you just pay $2. You know what happens? Actually, they keep your banking details. Hmm. And after a while, they start debiting you even when you're not using the services.
Powerful.
So stay away from such things, or even entering your banking details online. Try and stay away from that. And if you apply these things, you're going to see a change at least of about 20% savings in your money if you just start this month.
Yo. Yeah, speaking of which, my sister, there was this time whereby there was this guy who bought this latest range of luxury cars, like the top of the range, the latest, the 2021s. Yeah, one. Because you see, there were six or five of them. The two of them were for his parents, and then there's two as my siblings, okay? And then there's two as okay. The other one is for going out partying, and the other one is just to drive around the auction. I was like, yeah, yazi, in a one go, six cars, luxury, the latest. I was like, yeah, nah.
Yeah, and you know, I remember that it went very viral on social media, and that act actually created a lot of problems for him. And because the reason why, you know, people were shocked and there was investigations is because under normal circumstances, you wouldn't normally go out to buy that kind of luxury if it's money that you have worked hard for and you've earned, you know, you've made honestly. Many times when you waste money in that level, we know that it's money that came in a lot easier. So you don't actually even think about the future because you know imali zelelula noma ngendlela that are not actually very, very legal. So people who actually are just sitting with money that is coming in, it's like somebody who just gets money and I said and really, chances are they're not going to respect where that money is going. And in our generation, we need to start having a culture of how we handle finances. You know, the sad part is, you'd find that it is in the black community that you see stands like that. But you find, you know, other nations, Chinese, Caucasians, Italians, Pakistans that have lots of money that they actually work hard for, you're not going to see them flaunting their money. We're not saying don't celebrate your success, but all we are saying is we need to act responsible when it comes to our finances.
Okay, our quote for today?
Well, our quote for today, you know, it's very funny that we actually do these things, Sandra, to flaunt and show off on social media for people who don't even care about us, for people who don't even know us. And today I want to say is, if you are spending money on things that you haven't earned, if you're spending money on things to impress people, if you're spending money because you want to show off, then you're on the wrong track and you are quickly going to lose that money.
Wow.
If you're spending money that you haven't earned, you're spending money on things that you don't need, and you're spending money to impress people, then you're quickly going to lose that money.
Okay, our song of choice?
Our song of choice is from Umamubu Sing Song.
Okay. Tell me, Utekena or Ifen ye gaming, ne? You were a fan.
Yes, I was. I hardly have time to play games anymore. So it's been a while since I've played, but I used to love Candy Crush.
Okay. Because there was this hashtag that was trending over the weekend. So I wanted to know, we can maybe some or any family member yako ya partake in Giona. Are you aware of?
No, I don't know.
Okay, that's our sister Gloria Mtajek saying in the FSV Fresh Start Breakfast Show. Ngomemlandi kakhulu yakhe lapha umama uBusi Mhlongo, and futhi uzobuye abe yi-lead artist of the day namhlanje. Usuku lakhe ashona ngalo-ke namhlanje, wazula wadlula emhlabeni ngayo mhla ka-15 wakheke lapha uJune.
It was your Lead Radio podcast. Stay tuned for more by downloading the Femcast app to listen to Lead Radio ZN 24/7.